This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
Let's talk a little geopolitics for a minute.
Oh,
okay. Well, because I want to know what your thoughts are in terms of just what's going to do to the market. So, you know, things in the Middle East are heating up again. I think as of we were coming on the show here on Thursday, Israel has gone into Gaza with troops.
Yeah, they warned them.
They did.
They gave them a heads up.
And, of course, we've had the tragedy with the Malaysian airliner theoretically being shot down. What does that mean for international oil prices, myself here in the United States? Do I care?
Yeah, you do, because they're called exogenous variables in the PhD world, which means it's things that are outside of your system that you don't count on that happen that have an impact on you, okay? And 9/11, for example. No one forecasted when they're doing their models in the stock market and they're doing all this sort of stuff as that happened. Mm-hmm. These are disruptive, but it's almost the norm. I hate to say this. It's almost the norm. You know, in the Middle East, they've been fighting and killing each other for as long as I've been alive. Okay, there's never going to be a peace settlement. And it's naive for the government to say we're going to get together with the Palestinians and Hamas and Israel. Now, Israel is going to go in and have to kick some ass. Just that serious. If you got people raining stuff down, and I saw Bibi Netanyahu on thing and saying, what would you say if rockets came from New York to Denver in your country?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be a little upset? Yeah.
Soda prices would go down because glass would be cheaper.
That's right. So is it an impact? Is it negative? Yes, it's a negative, but I don't know how much negative it is. I listened to an oil guy. In the car the other day, who was talking about it, he said, we can be 100% self-sufficient in energy in 2020. And he said, the guy who converts oil to gasoline, refiner.
Mm-hmm.
And he only buys stuff from North America, Canada,
mm-hmm.
and Mexico. He said, there isn't any question about we can do it. So if someone's going to run for president, they ought to run this energy self-sufficiency by 2020. So can they say we'll have a man on the moon
mm-hmm.
by so-and-so? And he said it's not pie in the sky. It's absolutely possible. Canada wants to get a pipeline to the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to sell to Europe and sell to Africa.
And, you know, the disparity in the price of West Texas Intermediate oil versus the Brent Sea, which is the world standard. I mean, that gap may widen if we're producing our own oil. You know, the difference is transportation costs. But the numbers for global GDP, it would hurt the emerging markets more than it would hurt us.
And keep this in mind. I went on that tangent because that's the concern and the disruptive to us.
The oil?
The oil. Yeah. And that it's the same kind of thing to Europe. If we had the ability, and if we can generate and export to Europe, what does that do to Russia's financial ability?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is I think the primary concern is that the damage that this administration has done to our country on this. So that these exogenous variables, the plane being shot down. And I don't know why somebody wants to fly over Bosnia or whatever.
Ukraine.
Yeah. Why you would want to fly over that? We've said you can't.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And everything is interlinked all over the place. But you saw what happened to the Russian ruble, the stock market over there, and everything else when we put the extra clamps on it.
Yeah.
And so while this is, we're in a pretty strong position in spite of this current administration, in terms of the economic power we have. We've squandered a bit of it and stuff like that, but there isn't any question in my mind. It's just like any question in my mind is that people are fed up with all these people coming across the border. With the new polls that are coming out right now, it's mind-boggling. Little old ladies like my mother-in-law are saying, what in the hell is going on? States are getting people shipped into them without being told. Watch what's going on here right now. there's going to be a huge impact on immigration, negative to what people want on immigration. All the corporations want immigration. Why do they want immigration?
They need workers.
Well, what they want is a whole bunch of people from other countries that are bright, intelligent, right. And we want them too. You know,
right.
You know, when a president gets on a thing and says, the best and the brightest, these ragtag poor kids with lice and scabies and everything else are not the best and the brightest. Mm-hmm. We want the guys well-educated coming from all over the place to come on in here and do the tech work and become citizens and everything else. So there's a bunch of stuff going on here. I think the least of our problems is what's going on in the Middle East. It's been there. It's normal.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's a tirade, I guess.
Yeah.
So is market going to be up or down next week?
It's going to be flat.
I'm going to say it'll
that's
be
my
down,
line.
Down a tad, and here's why. Because we get out the first week of earnings, which includes big tech, which typically does well, and banks, which have been okay lately. Next week, we may get some ugly numbers, just a few.
Who comes out next week?
Some of the consumer staples and discretionary.
Yeah, and those are the tough ones.
Yeah.
Those are the tough ones. But I'm bullish on America. Mm-hmm. I don't have a choice. I don't know about you.
Just want to point out I'm really looking forward to this France trip. Just looking forward to going to Paris.
Yeah. Why? So we can get bombed?
I'm just saying.
You better work on that accent.
I mean, is this heat? What is it?
We don't have to go, you know. We can cancel it. It may cost us a little money to cancel, but it won't cost us near as much as to go.
As I told you before.
Your marriage is not that stable.
No, it's not. But there are plenty of states in this country that I have not seen.
Okay. So. Well, with that good stroke, we enjoyed talking with you this week and look forward to seeing you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.